Joining us now to talk about how to measure the quality of healthcare, regardless of how it's paid for, is Dr. Tara Lagoo, a researcher at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield and assistant professor at Tufts Medical School. She joined us from New England Public Radio in Amherst, and we asked her to define quality in healthcare.
One of the ways that quality has been measured, at least at the level of physicians and practices, is that we measure what doctors are doing. Are they meeting all the checkboxes? And I think that we as physicians really are going to have to start to have a cultural shift as we realize that quality is about getting the boxes checked, but it's also about connecting with the patient, communicating with the patient. And so it's not that surprising to me that you could identify a quote-unquote high-quality doctor and then get there and find that they spend the entire visit staring at the computer, typing furiously, trying to make sure they get everything done in the 10 minutes.
So what do you recommend that patients do in terms of trying to find this information about quality? And what are we doing to try to make sure that that information is as comprehensive as possible and does include this patient experience that you're referring to when doctors are rated?
So in Massachusetts, we're very lucky in that we have a regional nonprofit collaboration between hospitals, physicians, insurers that presents both these, you know, checked boxes. Do doctors, you know, measure all the right things and give all the right drugs? We present those data on the Massachusetts Health Quality Partners, or MHQP, website. But MHQP also presents data about patient experience. One of the things that is done in the United Kingdom is that patients are actually able to go onto some of these websites and both write about their experience and read about the experience that other patients have had. And similar to a review of a hotel or a restaurant, you can actually read the reviews and say, okay, is this a person that shares my values? And if they are, then if they like this doctor, it might be a doctor that I would choose.
You know, if there are a bunch of online reviews of a doctor, I'm obviously going to trust my neighbor over that. I look for word of mouth, and I presume a lot of other patients probably do the same thing. Where should they look for information about a doctor, and what do you find to be most useful?
Word of mouth can still be one of the best ways to find a doctor. If you really want to go with, you know, a scientific sample that gets the most patients and really you can be very sure of the results and you don't have this issue of who's writing in and who are these people, I think a patient experience survey and what's presented on the MHQP website can be extremely useful. But if you're somebody who has special needs or unique needs or really wants something very specific, something like online reviews can be helpful as well.
Yeah, I think it's tough when you've got the whole art science question in medicine and sort of rating quality when it seems to be a mixture of both, really.
And I think over time, websites will emerge, actually, that will be sort of more like dating websites than anything else, where you type in your specific needs, and at the end of the day, you get out a match or a few matches that might be right for you. I think that these sites are, in fact, coming down the pipeline, that there will be a time when you can say, okay, I need this insurance and this doctor and this kind of communication style. You type that in, and the website, you know, gives you the answer that you want. It's not here yet, but I don't think it's too far away.
All right. Dr. Tara Lagoo is a researcher at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield and an assistant professor at Tufts University Medical School. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Deb.